Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 hello. Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday, you guys. I am your host, Miss B. Hayden, Miss Unleashed, for those of you who know me as such. I hope everyone's having a good day, having a good week. I know it's kind of wet out here in Illinois, but at least we're here to say hello. So if you have been listening in the past couple of weeks, I've been adding some quickies, so doing little 10-minute segments here and there, just to give us some connection with some quick information, quick lunch break for you, just to get your thoughts rolling and think sexy thoughts and prepare you for the rest of the week, because some of you who do have partners maybe want to try some of these little tokens, and those of you who are dating or planning on dating, then, you know, keep these in mind. This episode is just for you. So with that, I wanted to start an aphrodisiac series. Some of you have heard of certain aphrodisiacs being beneficial to you health-wise and for the bedroom and everything else, and just good, right? So I wanted to start off with oysters. Now, I have to be honest with you. I've never tried oysters. I've never tried it. I've never tried oysters. For one, I don't have really an interest in trying certain seafoods, and that's basically on the top of my list. But I know there are some of you who have that palate for it. I just can't get down with it. However, me being open-minded, I am here to at least share some of the benefits of trying oysters as part of your, you know, as your list of goodies. I call them sexy foods, some quick sexy foods that you would like to try to incorporate into your potion. We'll call it that, okay? So let's get into it. So nature has made it very easy, right, for us to get our sexual desires going, which is great. Sexual exuberance has all it needs to get us focused, get us, you know, courted, get us aroused, right? So I thought that why not aphrodisiac? Best topic, right? However, so the all-time best aphrodisiac to me is really sex, you know. Aside from the food, sex itself is the number one aphrodisiac. The more we have it, the more we want it, right? So some of us can easily be addicted to sex. Now, maybe some of us don't quite get addicted to sex. Sex is cool, but we also want to include other elements of intimacy, like food. Yes, yes. So just a quick history lesson for those who are nerds out there, hashtag nerding. Aphrodisiac, name for Aphrodite. Who is Aphrodite? The Greek goddess of love, beauty, and fertility. Aphrodisiacs today range from the ancient to the high tech. So sexual adventurers out there who are in search of those pills, those potions, and all the perfumes to use for your libido. Look, let's just stick with the food. That's what we do. We're not going to encourage any pills and potions, but I will encourage food because I love food, just not oysters. All right, so most famous oysters. Some say it's popular because it has a clear resemblance to the female sexual organ. Who knew, right? Who would have thunk it? So it's nutritional value. Let's start with that because that is important of how our body is affected by what we eat. So oysters has a great source of minerals. So it has zinc. It has iron, which is twice as much as red meat. It has calcium. It has magnesium, potassium. Loaded with vitamins A, B, C, D, and E. And low in calories. So if you were to eat 8 oysters, that's only 70 calories for those of you who are watching your tummy and your weight. You want to make sure that you count your calories properly. Eating 8 oysters only gives you 70 calories. So enjoy. Now, for those who are wine connoisseurs out there, what would you pair your oysters with if you were to sit down and eat a meal? Quick suggestion, white wine. Okay, so just to throw that out there, a simple, dry white wine. So don't do anything fruity, you know, like the Moscatos. Do a dry white. If feeling real fancy out there, you can have it with champagne. Okay, just real quick, when you're choosing a wine, please do not choose a cheap wine. Meaning cheap, like a $5 wine. Please, please, enhance your palate. That's my side note for being a wine lover. But if you want to do a white wine, do a simple dry white wine or do champagne. And that will balance out that taste from the oyster. So that's that. So for those of you who have that special dinner date with the oyster, there's your quick tip. You're welcome. Now, why is it that oysters are a big hit when it comes to being an aphrodisiac? Well, the zinc inside of the oyster, it stimulates our immune system, and it also boosts our sexual desires. So when you have the minerals, it also, for men, specifically, this also helps in production of sperm. So you're aroused and you're getting healthy with all that. So it's the content of the oyster, it's the scent, and for some, the looks really brings out that desire, that sexual desire. So those are my really quick tips. I wanted this to be super short, super simple. Oysters are an aphrodisiac. Why? Because I've just given you all the nutritional value, what you need to eat it with, and make it happen. All right? So let's just set the stage for you. You're planning on a nice dinner, and you want to include oysters. Then I suggest try with some champagne. Then for a little dessert, add some dark chocolate. All right? So I would love to know how that turns out for you. So try that. And I really do think that you'll find it very enticing for you and a special evening. Now, whether or not you've ever tried oysters, I will discuss some other aphrodisiacs if you are not a big fan of seafood, okay? So there's a nice list of foods and desserts and healthy eating that you can try for an aphrodisiac. But for now, talking about oysters, so I want to thank you guys for tuning in. super short, super sweet, super sexy. And if you have any questions, feel free to drop a comment below, and I'll get back to you. Until our next visit, have a great and delicious day, you guys. Take care.